Okay, here we go.
Welcome to the Mark Forward Podcast. Today's topic is toys.
A toy is an item that can be used for play. Toys are generally played with by children and pets. Playing with toys is an enjoyable means of training the young for life and society. Different says you use to make toys and children to
watch. Watch and feel this way. Why I should feel this way. Why I should feel the same.
Hey, I am always so privileged to be joined by molecules in my body that hold me together and keep me strong and keep me a solid mass. What I'm not fortunate to have is that human dumpster filled with dogs no one wanted and cats too and some mice eating their corpses. Eric Andrews.
Good to be here. I just wanted to say that was probably my favorite beginning to this.
This whole shebang?
Yeah.
Oh, thanks, man.
I love the little song there.
Yeah. I'm getting good at this.
You could have... You know what would have made it so good?
What?
If you just... You're just like... And of course, I'm here with the one, the only... My only sidekick on the podcast.
Yeah.
Eric Andrews.
Yeah, I know. But I mean, we're 70 episodes in. I'm going to get the hang of introducing you properly. Ooh. I will get there.
Okay.
But right now, just feeling it out. Feeling out the words.
Yeah.
The adjectives, if you will.
Okay.
Today we're talking about toys. Eric, do you like toys? Because in a recent episode, we learned you still have Army Men on your windowsill.
Yeah.
So you like toys.
Yeah, I would be 100% kidding myself if I said no.
Well, don't do that.
No, that's
don't
why...
Don't ever 100% kid yourself.
Yeah, that's why I'm
It'd
not.
Be great if you could 100% kid with the rest of us. But you're pulling in 30, 34%.
Percent what?
Of kidding with us.
Oh.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, no, of course. I still have a toy, actually, from... It was the first toy I ever got as a kid.
What was it?
It's a little plush...
I don't know. I just thought a tampon.
Come on. No. It's a little plush stuffed penguin.
Yeah.
He's wearing a tie, but you can take him in the bath with you.
How do you know it's the first toy you ever got?
I think that's what I was told.
That's close, right?
Yeah.
It's close to being one of the first toys
probably,
you ever got.
Yeah.
And you still have it.
I still have it in my room.
Why?
Why
do you think you have that?
I don't know.
You holding on to something?
No, I think...
Keeps a reality in your heart? Saying maybe one day?
I think it's just for a cool story when people come over to my house.
That's not a cool story.
Oh.
Though, right? Like, hey, welcome into my grown man house. I'm a grown man.
Yeah. There's my army man.
There's my army man. My tooth. And there's a penguin. It was the first toy I ever owned. You can take it in the tub. The best part of that is the grown man adding in. Like, I can hear them already going, I don't know why you're telling us this. No. Listen. You can take it in the tub.
It's a stuffed animal you can sleep with and bathe with.
Here's the thing. After we talked about your tooth on the windowsill, you went home and you threw it out.
Yeah.
I don't do that with this penguin. Keep him.
Yeah, of course.
Keep him. Don't Don't let that guy go.
No.
He's a cherished memory.
That story, it honestly warms people's heart when they come over and they see it.
No, and number one, no one's coming over. I've never been invited.
There's some people.
Well, I'd like to be invited to your home. Let's record there one time.
Would you actually want to do that?
Let's do this. What about this, Eric?
Okay.
And this is up to you. We do a live recording of the podcast in your apartment, and we invite 10, 15 fans. We'll set up chairs, and they watch us record in your house.
They would have to sit in a different room, because there wouldn't be...
No, we'd find room.
I guess we could do it in the living room.
Yeah.
Or my bedroom's bigger than the living room, though.
Okay.
Maybe in my bedroom. Have them all sit on the bed.
Yeah.
Everyone's on the bed.
Well, we could move the bed over and put some chairs in.
No, they're all on the bed.
Yeah.
And we sit at the desk.
Okay. So my only question is, are you up for that? A live recording in your bedroom with actual listeners.
I think that would be pretty fun.
Okay, let's do it.
Wow, we came up with something.
Yeah, we just came up with something. So we'll figure out a way to figure out who wants to win that prize. And maybe no one will. But we'll have alcohol and we'll make it a thing.
Yeah.
And people will get to ask questions. We could do live turn to Twitter.
Live turn to Twitter.
Oh, God. This is going to be a thing. We're going to do it in your bedroom. Because we talked about doing a live one at a bar.
Yeah.
And I think this is way better.
I think this is a super original idea.
Great. Done. So you can look forward to that. We'll be doing that in the next couple weeks, and we'll have people come, and we'll have a contest. And the other thing, too, is like some of our listeners are across Canada. I'm sorry we cannot fly you into Eric's bedroom, but this will just be a Toronto area. Or if you're in the Toronto area, you can be involved. But we'll call it... What will we call that?
I feel like we'll have to sit down and really brainstorm a good name for it.
Eric's shit show. We'll call it that. No? Cool, man.
I mean,
yeah, we'll sit down and think of some ideas.
But I could show everyone my toy.
That we just talked about.
Yeah.
Yep. I love toys.
Yeah.
Love them so much. But I broke them all. I ripped them apart. Yada, yada, yada.
Still have toys?
No, I kept my toys for a long time, but then I got rid of them. Here's a funny story, by the way. That has nothing to do with toys. I came in here tonight to the Lush Mark Ford podcast studios. We've lost a lot of tenants here recently in the Hakatomi building.
Yeah, I've noticed.
We're the only office... still functioning in this shit-ridden pigeon. The pigeons are going crazy out front of our building. We're trying to get control of it. But anyway, I showed up here before Eric to do some work here at the Lush Mark 4 podcast studios. And quickly learned that there was a homeless woman taking up shelter in one of the empty offices.
That's so crazy.
So my immediate reaction was, hey, what are you doing? And she said, I talked to Steve, and he rented me out the room for a couple days. And my first reaction, and people call me an asshole, my first reaction was, okay. And I went into our office and shut the door and sat here for a second going, well, so then I was like, well, no, I don't know a Steve. Right. I don't pay rent to a Steve.
Yeah.
So I went over to her office. I call it her office now. I don't know what she's doing business-wise. And let me just also say, she's in an office that is not... there's garbage on the floor. There's insulation from... They're doing construction here. So this office is the one that they're just putting all the garbage in.
Yeah.
So she's sleeping in garbage inside. Thank God, inside. But so I knock on the door again. I say, I think you got to go. You got to leave. And she goes, no, I paid Steve. And I said, no, this is not a place you should be sleeping. So I said, I'm going to have to call the cops. Called the cops. I was very kind with the cops, by the way.
Yeah.
I was very proud of my kindness with the cops. I said, listen, guys, take your time with this one. I know you got other things going on.
Yep.
But I need this woman out of here, and I can't do it myself, so I'm going to need you at some point. So I come back and tell her that she's got to go. I called the cops. She says, I'm leaving. Still can't see her because it's dark in there. There's no electricity in this asbestos-filled room she's in. She says, I'm leaving. So I hear her packing up bags. She's got two bags of garbage in there. She's over her shoulders when she comes out. She says, you have not lived on the street like I have. And I said, no, I haven't. I'm terrified she's going to shank me.
Yeah.
But then as she's leaving, she turns around and with the most weight in the world and sadness in her eyes. And I said, why are you angry at me? And she said, I'm not angry at you, hon. And she left. And I felt like a monster.
Yeah. But you can't.
She went, because she was filthy. She went from a disgusting being that's going to steal my stuff to the bird lady from Home Alone. And I felt I fucked up my Kevin moment.
Right.
You know, I didn't say, hey, have a great Christmas. I said, get the fuck out of here and don't touch my stuff.
You didn't say that.
Though. No, but now she's out there.
Yeah.
Maybe that was it. Maybe that was her last night where she's like, I've had it. I had an office. I was a businesswoman for...
It's got to be tough. It's got to be real tough.
Anyway, that was my story. That's the Lush Mark Ford Podcast Studios. We have homeless just running rampant. Here's some children's disturbing toys. Things you see your kid playing with and you go, hey, why are you playing with that, Samantha? Where is Kevin? We haven't seen him all day. We left him alone in the park.
Is that Home Alone again?
Yeah. Oh, did I say Kevin as well?
Yeah.
Jeez, there's a theme building. There was a doll called the Pole Dancer. She came with a pole in a fancy dress, and she looks about 7, and she has a mirror ball at the top of her pole that says, if I can ring it, you can sing it.
No.
No, that's not true, Andrew, and that doesn't even make sense. Then there was the daddy saddle. This is when dads go on their hands and knees. This is an actual saddle you can put on their back. It says, now every child's favorite game, horsey, comes to life. Did you ever play that game with your dad, Eric?
Oh, no.
No?
No.
Anything never. Similar? Or?
We used to have this. Okay, it's not so much a toy, but there was this green flimsy mattress that we had. Mm-hmm. And I used it for, like, everything. Everything. I would make houses with it. Like, I would curl it into a U, and I'd crawl into it, and I'd make a house and stuff like that. So, sometimes, my dad, he would put me in the middle of it, and then he'd roll it, so it was like a hot dog in there.
Yeah.
And then he'd sit on it, and I would start yelling, and I'm crying, going, let me out, let me out, I'm claustrophobic, don't, no, please, I can't breathe. And he would laugh, and he would say, no, you're not claustrophobic. And then sometimes he'd fart and laugh.
Yeah, that's a lot like the daddy saddle. Just the daddy was on top. You were the horse.
Yeah.
There's the Poopy Time Fun Shapes. Poopy Time Fun Shapes is a, I don't even know what you would call it. It's a, like a, it's a safe glide adapter that slides into your child's, asshole.
What?
Like a funnel. And on the other end, it has a shape like a star or a heart. And when they shit through the tube, it comes out like a star-shaped piece of shit.
What?
Poopy Time Fun Shapes. Here's their saying. It's about to get poopy. make bathroom time fun again with the original Safe Glide adapter and Poopy Time Fun Shapes. What will your kids poop up?
Oh, my goodness.
Probably fear.
That's so, like, you, there's no way you can put the adapter in yourself.
No.
You have to go, Mom, Dad, I have to go to the bathroom. It's a number two.
get the Poopy Time Fun Shapes. Okay, so wait, no, don't poop yet. Don't poop yet. It's not in.
Yeah. The parents have to be just as excited. As a parent, there's never a time where I'm like, oh boy, I'm so glad someone bought us this Poopy Time Fun Shaper.
Now I get to get my hands covered in shit shoving a pipe up my kid's asshole so I can shit a star that probably won't look like a star.
How long are you keeping it afterwards?
And he's been eating fruit for 4 days, so he's trying to shit a fucking giant nugget through the eye of a fucking needle just so he can go, hey bud, look at the heart floating in the water. He's gonna have lifetimes of fucking fear after that. I have trouble shitting ever since. Talking to their therapist when they're 21. Why? What's going on? Well, my mom and dad used to shove a tube up my asshole so I could shit a heart. But it's a real thing. Poopy Time Fun Shapes.
So crazy.
There was the ET finger light. It was called the finger light. Helping kids have fun in the dark. So there's a bit of a sexual thing going on there. There was the breast milk baby. The first breastfeeding doll. So little girls, you know, 6, 7, or 8, could hold a baby up to their nipple.
Yeah.
And pretend they're feeding their child.
So wait, would the doll just sense that it was near a nipple?
I guess. I don't know. I've never used one.
Yeah.
The SpongeBob Bikini Bottom Groom and Go comes with a fake razor, a face, fake bath foam, and fake comb to clean up your
for your bikini line?
For your bikini bottom groom and go.
Oh my god. Now I had one for my face.
Yeah.
It was a fake razor. So that you could like shave with your dad and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, I had a fake razor.
Yeah, it was just a piece of plastic and then you put the foam on your face and you just scrape the foam off.
Yeah. We all did that. Oh my god, you had an actual moment with your dad. He didn't hit you at the end of that or?
No, I did it myself.
Oh, you were alone?
Yeah.
Oh.
I was just...
Most of us did it with our dad.
No, I just wake up, did it.
There's a doll called Baby's First Baby, which was a baby that had a baby inside it. So the baby's baby is pregnant too, as it says on the package. Real pregnancy action at the top. Well, I don't think it's real pregnancy action if it's coming out of a baby.
That's too crazy.
There's the lovely straitjacket. And their saying was, keep your children's hands away from your home's beautiful and expensive decorations. And it's a straitjacket. It has teddy bears on it. It's called the Lovely Straight Jacket. The O is a heart. To say, hey, we still love you, but quit touching our shit, Sarah. See what happens when you break stuff?
Is the picture of that? Is there a picture of it?
Yeah, there's a little girl.
Is she smiling?
She's smiling. Of course she's smiling. Of course she's smiling. Everybody's smiling. Everybody's happy and everything on fucking advertisements. Fucking.
There's no way.
Shit through a tube and stars come out.
There's no way that's like the time of the day that you look forward to.
No. Hey, Sarah, where are you going home to? Well, I got gymnastics. Okay. What are you up to? My parents are going to put me in my lovely straitjacket. I got some learning to do. I broke a plate last night. Here's some bootleg toys. Bootleg toys. Leg boot. No. These are toys. These are the kind of toys I love. Every time I go into a convenience store, I always go over to the toy section because I love looking at how ridiculous they call things. Okay, you know? And these are the kind of toys I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about? Every time you're in a convenience store, go over to the toy section if they have one.
Okay.
The toys are hilarious because they're all named weird. And this is what we're talking about. One of them is Spook Chasers.
Spook Chasers.
Which is a direct ripoff of Ghostbusters.
Oh, okay. Of course. So these are all like popular things that they make.
Yeah, that they're trying to put a skew on it, and it's overseas. They come from overseas, and they take, you know, classic ideas, and they put a bit of a skew on it so that they can sell it, and then people go, "Oh, I'm buying the real thing." And like the sense of right alliance is the superheroes.
The Justice League?
Justice League. Sense of All Right Alliance is one of the toys. And here's the funniest thing. It's got Superman, Batman, Spider-Man, Shrek, and Lightning McQueen from Cars in the package.
What a interesting call to arms.
The sense of right alliance. And it's so funny because that's the sense of everything's wrong already. Shrek.
Yeah, Shrek's a good call up.
Here's one. New style Ninja Tortoise.
Ninja Turtles?
Yeah. But they just called it New Style Ninja Tortoise.
Huh. Instead of teenage.
You got a bit of a cough there? You all right?
Yeah.
Cool, man. Cool.
I'll be okay.
Cool.
Thanks.
Here's a great one. Spader-Man.
So
they just changed one letter.
He gets your cat's spade. Only the female ones, is it?
Yeah. He's Spader-Man.
Ooh, look out.
Here comes the Spider-Man in the thrill of night when your cat's out of sight and it's spraying on the furniture. And then he comes in and cuts out their whatever he needs to cut out of their anatomy that stops that from happening.
Here comes that Spider-Man.
Thanks for closing it out. Spider-Man.
Is that all of them?
Oh, you want more?
I don't.
There's one which is basically the game of Trouble.
Okay.
Do you remember with the bubble in the middle?
Yep.
But it's called Don't Be Angry.
That game always made me so angry.
I hated that goddamn game.
Me and my mom played that game every week.
Every week?
Yeah, once a week.
Did you wait a minute? You guys had trouble time, like TT.
What?
Trouble time.
What's trouble time?
That's the name of the game. Trouble.
The one with the dice in the middle and you click it.
It was called Trouble.
Yeah.
So you guys had trouble time.
Yes, every week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know why that's confusing you so much.
I thought
you guys took time to play Trouble. I named it Trouble Time.
Yeah, every week.
Right. So your mom will come home. Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
How did you even see the dice when the glass was so covered in Arby's meat?
we could see it.
She would probably just wash her hands. This is a great answer.
We saw it.
So she'd come home from Arby's. She'd be like, oh, that was a rough time. Eric, get the trouble. It's trouble time. Would she say that?
She wouldn't say it in those words.
Right, because I just made them up.
Yeah, she would just be like, what do you want? Do you want to do anything tonight? And I was like, sure. And she was like, do you want to play a game? I was like, okay. And we only had two games.
What were they? Trouble and?
A deck of cards.
So, you had one game and a million others. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Carry on.
Yeah. So then we often played Trouble, but because there was only two of us, we would play.
Two sets of colors.
Two sets of colors, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You guys got crazy.
Yeah.
You guys got batshit crazy at Trouble Time.
Yep.
Trouble Time.
And then it got to a point where we lost a lot of the pieces. So we had to find things around the house to be the pieces.
Well, what was happening?
I don't know.
It was just the two of you.
Yep.
And you played it every week. So what was happening the 6 days in between Trouble Time?
We had one closet that had everything in it.
The two games and a pack of cards?
No, but then like all these things. Like everything.
Like Broken Dreams?
Everything that you didn't want out around the house. Like a Christmas tree.
Was in one closet.
We only had the one closet.
Oh, man.
For the whole house.
It's getting real, man. It's getting real.
So it would fall in the closet.
But you had a basement.
This was at my dad's house. That's my dad's house.
Oh, man. I always... Because you know what? In my world, it's just one house. I see it so perfectly.
Yeah, it was for a little bit. But then...
So this is when your mom and dad were still together?
When? What?
When you played Trouble Time.
No, they were apart. This is because it was
But this was in your dad's house?
No, this was in our apartment.
Okay, that's why you only had the one closet.
Yeah.
Okay, I got it. I'm all caught up.
Yeah.
My Little Pony, this one's called Demon Donkey. So they just changed it a little bit.
Kind of a lot, though.
What's that?
My Little Pony was all about, like, happiness, and they were ponies.
Oh, yeah, I guess that.
And this one's demons.
Demon donkeys.
And they're not even ponies. Well, I guess a donkey is the closest thing to a pony.
Yeah.
They could have chose horse, but.
Oh. Feeling my way through the darkness. This song, I don't mean to upset everyone. Of course, last week we learned that Brett.
Yeah.
From Brett's Beefs, got hit by 4 to 5 garbage trucks.
Yeah.
On his way here to get upset about one of his beefs. And I got a letter from him, Eric.
Did you?
Yeah. So I'd like to read that right now.
Yeah.
If I could. Do you mind?
No, that sounds great.
I
love this guy.
Hey, I hurt 5 garbage trucks. Hospital been great. Use a lot of Kleenex. Kleenex is the brand name. You should call it tissue. Why are you all using heads that aren't working right? It's tissue. Kleenex is a brand. Bleeding from my nether regions a lot. It's very painful. Doctor says I'm still not out of the woods. Hey, if a bear shits in the woods, who cares? Leave the bears alone. Let them have some privacy with their fecal and urine ways. Hope I don't die, Brett. So.
Oh, man. Still got it.
So.
You know what was interesting about this one?
What?
It's the first time he's ever done more than one beef in a go.
Well, here's the thing. I feel he was trying to tell us what was going on, but kept getting swept away in beefs.
Yeah. I don't know if he's going to be able to beef the same if he, when he's all recovered.
I don't know. It does not sound good.
Who would have thought his grammar was so poor? In writing.
Well.
You know, he comes in here, he's so well-spoken.
Is he?
Well, I mean, he forms sentences at least.
Right. Yeah, it seems weird that all of a sudden, hey, I hurt.
Yeah, he wouldn't say that.
Hmm.
Oh, Brett's here, I hurt! Maybe he does.
Maybe he does, though.
Maybe it's in the yelling we lose track.
Wow.
Well,
it's also the multiple accents.
It's great to hear from him.
Yeah, I'm glad he's, you know, still alive. Recalled toys. It's just that. What is that?
What?
Ah!